Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Diva of Dual weekly podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes General Hospital, and sometimes, now that football season is going to be starting soon, we'll be talking about football season too, I'm sure, and also Lost sometimes still. But anyway, thanks for joining us tonight, and this is Anna filling in for the Diva, and then Marianne's here.
Hi, everyone.
And may have a few others pop in later, but we'll kind of... You never know. It could happen. So you can find the Diva of Dual on Twitter at Diva of Dual. You can find me on Twitter at Kazi Hooch. And you can find Marianne at Mama underscore Hooch. M-A-M-A underscore Hooch. We have the same last name, but no relation.
Yeah.
Other than we're both Hoochies. No. Anyway. So we did not have a show last week. So we've got a couple of weeks. Lots of stuff going on. Of course, it's hard to remember so much of it, but we're going to try. Lots of good stuff. Actually, I'd say the writing has been really excellent lately, I have to say. I mean, I know we go through our moments and our days and our weeks and our years where the writing sucks, but in my opinion, the writing's been pretty darn good lately. What about you, Marianne? What do you think of that?
Speaking. Yeah, the certain storylines. Yeah, the writing is good. I'm enjoying the, of course, the whole Sammy, Kate, EJ, you know, taking over Demir Enterprises and the twists and turns in that. I can do without some of the stuff like Jennifer and all that, but I don't know where that's headed.
Yeah.
But I know there's prizes coming up with Kristen headed back, so I had seen some spoilers out there, so I don't know what's going on there. But otherwise, they're kind of keeping me interested, you know.
Yeah.
To see what's gonna happen, mainly with what's gonna happen with EJ and Sammy and Kate. And where they're gonna go with Kate, you know, what they're gonna do with her.
Let's see. Wanted to make sure. Oh, we also have a Diva of Dual Facebook pages and a blog page on Diva of Dual at blogspot and .com. And let's see, other places to find us too, but. We also wanted to mention our dear friends Bob and Amy Hapka on Twitter, at Bob Hapka, to follow him to be both offended and entertained at the same time. And we love him. And love Amy, too, at Amy Hapka. And they need to give us a call someday. We haven't heard from them in a while, but we have seen them on Twitter. So it's always nice to see them. And let's see. Marianne, did you want to talk a little bit about the exciting news that Teo has had and what's up?
Happened
in the last little bit?
Yeah, you can follow Teo Panglis at Teo Panglis on Twitter, and he his book Places: The Journey of My Days, My Lives was published and released on Wednesday the 15th, and he had his first book signing. A diesel bookstore in L.A., and that all went well, and there's a lot of great pictures. If you go to his site or if you go to the Places site on Facebook, there's a lot of great pictures that were taken there. Leanne was there, Sherry Anderson, all of his good friends, Phil Morris.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty good success.
Cool.
You can also find the book at Amazon.com. Any Barnes & Noble, bookstore, you should be able to find it. You can download it on Kindle or, get it. I have it downloaded on Kindle, and I also have the copy, the book. So, and I've read it, so it's very good. So I encourage anybody to, it's how he, his journeys and the paths that he has crossed and the different people that he has met and when he arrived in New York and was just eating an apple and surviving on apple and ravioli when he first got here. So the different people he met along the way and then all of his travels. And also there's a chapter on days too. Lots of little tidbits in there about days.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah. It's a good book.
Well, he's an amazing storyteller. Whenever we have him on the show here, he always takes us on a journey of one sort or another,
many of them.
He's just a great storyteller. So, and the way he looks at the world and the way he looks at his experiences and his, you know, he's got a very adventurous spirit and
a very page turner.
If you think about it, if he hadn't had that kind of adventurous spirit, then we would have probably never discovered him on General Hospital or Days of Our Lives or anything like that. And
no, he would still be in Australia as a diplomat, you know, with the Greek, you know, embassy, you know, bringing in people. And a psychic told him, you know, that he would be going to America on August 29th and that he would eventually be an actor. And he said that was far from what he ever, you know, he wasn't even thinking that way. You know, so yeah, and and he did leave for America on August 29th. He was invited.
Oh, that's
weird. He tells the whole story of how it happened, and it's just amazing. He was just kind of there, and the people that he met, he took advantage. You know what I mean? He saw the opportunities with these different people, and it just got him, you know, each step further. And
wow,
to where he got, and it's a very interesting and fun story. I mean,
looking forward to reading it. And I'll bet you lots of nice pictures and really cool. I mean, he's just such a neat person.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of different pictures in there, and he talks about his family, too, you know, and what started it all. And so it's kind of like more or less a story of his life, too, and to get where he is today. So, and he's now relaxing and in Cuba now.
if
you can relax in Cuba, I guess, where he likes to go. And he's also working on his... and he even posted on Facebook he's already gotten himself into some trouble, so I don't know.
Uh-oh.
So he almost got arrested again, so I don't know what's up with that, you know. So, and so, and he's so he's down there trying to start another
Hopefully they don't decide to keep him this time.
he better behave himself a little bit, you know. Yeah, be careful. Yeah,
Not everybody appreciates naughty like we do.
We do want him to come back, so. Yeah, and to start on his other book, a new book, Cultures and Cuisine, is what he's going to do now. So.
Oh, and he's such an amazing...
He is a great. I knew he was a good storyteller, but I was just, and I was pleasantly surprised. Really, I mean, a way he can, as an author and the book, the way he tells the story is very
He expresses himself is so beautiful that I can imagine on the page it would come out that way too. Not everyone can do that, you know, but it's one of those things where not everybody...
Teo has a way with words, very much
But he definitely does, yes.
Yes.
And so that's very exciting. That's really neat that Leanne was there. I saw some pictures of Leanne Hunley at the book signing. That was so nice that she was there.
She looked amazing. They both look amazing together.
Yes.
With the them together again.
Oh, made my little Tony
the little pitter
patter.
Yes.
I was like, they'll always be one of my favorite all-time, you know. I just love them. Oh, don't get me started, because then you know I'll go back and get into Tana Cliffs, and I'll never come back out.
Oh, and also he will be on Monday. He'll be back on General Hospital, so be sure to check that out.
August
4th, Monday. Yeah, August 4th, Monday.
Not this Monday, but the next
Monday. Monday. So,
Good. And so, so it sounds like lots going on for him. This has been a pretty crazy year for him, you know.
His year, it's been a great year for him. It's like everything at once now, you know. That's what it is.
Everything he was sort of working on in the background and preparing for, all it just like sort of all came together at the same time. So it's very exciting. And he's also going to be at the General Hospital fan weekend, right?
This weekend, on Saturday.
Which we could be there for that, darn it. But yeah, he and Ian and Finola and
Finola.
All of
those. Yeah, they'll all be
Kathleen
there.
Gaddy,
yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Kathleen Gaddy. Mm-hmm. And gosh, her interview was so fun that she did with us. She's such a delight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun. And
Tao
called in.
Dr.
And,
O.
Yeah, that was fun.
Good old
fun.
Dr. O. I think it's funny mm-hmm. that Franco likes her on General Hospital. I think it's cute. But we'll get to that later. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you for the update. That's wonderful. Tao, we're so happy for Tao and so happy that he's blessed our lives in so many ways. So let's see. Any other announcements or anything? We think we have an interview this week to announce. I believe Rose is hosting, hopefully, on Wednesday night. We should be getting some publicity out for that this weekend. But stay tuned for that, as I believe we will have the interview coming up this week. So it should be interesting, and we hope you all will be watching and tune in. Let's see. What else do we have? Any other? I'm trying to think if there's any other upcoming announcements. Off the top of my head, can't think of anything else.
No.
Anyway, okay. Well, we've got 2 weeks of days to talk about, and we probably don't remember very much about some of it.
I know. They all run together.
That's nothing worse than a couple of aging hoochies, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say. And then when I try to watch two, I'm watching that and General Hospital.
I know.
Sometimes
see,
they
I
watch them out of order.
I know. I'll watch. They kind of merge together after a while. You know, you start,
yeah,
start
the
talking about
merge
one thing,
together.
And you're like, oh, wait, I'm on the other show now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so let's see. So
there we go.
Well, I guess we were talking before the show started. We were talking about the Cammy stuff was epic. Last couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast and you have not tuned in to Days of Our Lives, you need to tune in. You need to go back and watch some of the last couple weeks. Basically, Kate and Sammy, of course, are in an alliance together, and we knew that from a few weeks ago. But last week, they made it official, and they got voted in as co-CEOs for the next 6 months at Demira Enterprises. And they basically kicked Stefano and EJ out of the house, and out of the mansion, because the mansion is owned by Demira Enterprises. Mm-hmm. So they've kicked them to the curb. Stefano is actually we did have one scene with Stefano on an airplane, and he was flying into Salem for the board meeting and then realized, oops, I've got a warrant out for my arrest. I guess I'll turn around. So he went back to wherever he crawled out of, and he had Kate so kindly fill in for him. Little did he know that she was going to be.
And we still haven't gotten his reaction yet, right? We don't. He doesn't know
no,
yet.
No, we don't know. We imagine
reaction,
he's probably pretty pissed.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah,
either
he's
that
like,
or
he can wait for EJ to tell him. You know.
Either that or, you know, Stefan is all-knowing. Maybe he already knew and it was part of his plan. You know, they always can twist that around.
Yeah, he
later,
probably has a bigger plan. I'm going to let them take over, and then we're going to crush them.
Exactly. we know Stefan. So anyway, but Kate and Sammy are now roomies. They are at the mansion together, and the scenes were just hilarious. They were just priceless. Lauren Coslow and Allie Sweeney, they just have rocked this stuff like you would not believe. They are amazing. I mean, they're amazing anyway. But I'm telling you, the humor, the drama, it's all there. I mean, these two could have their own show. I mean, seriously, it's great. Even though they, you know, don't like each other, but do like each other, but don't like each other, it's one of those things. But they've both decided that they are going to work together. And Kate's plan, basically, at this point, is she's evaluated all the different subsidiaries of Demira Enterprises, and she has decided, she basically went over with Sammy, which ones they want to purposely tank and which ones they want to make very successful. And she determined which ones they want to tank based on how much money Stefano and EJ personally have invested in those particular entities. So the goal is to completely bankrupt and destroy Stefano and EJ. And we did find out this week, because some people were wondering last week why, why Kate was so much on top of this whole thing too. And basically, it was revealed that a lot of this is rooted in her trying to avenge what Stefano almost did to Rafe. Or little Rafe, however you want to talk about.
So there's still feelings there for Rafe.
Yes.
That's what I'm wondering. Yes. But, like, Rafe was kind of surprised by that. Yeah.
Well, because Kate's very good at playing it cool, you know. Oh, yeah, no strings attached.
She's the one that, you know, broke it off, you know, and he thought it was. He was kind of a little surprised and shocked that she did that for him, you know, that was the reason why. So,
So one of those things where, he was kind of surprised, and, it's one of those things where, I'm jumping ahead, that was from this week, but I just thought that was interesting that, a lot of people were wondering why Kate was so invested in this whole revenge thing, and that's a good part of it. So Rafe is behind, her feelings for Rafe and wanting to avenge the fact that Stefano almost cut off his, while he was in a coma, and all that. So, anyway, but for whatever reason, people are involved for their own motives one way or the other. And I was just looking in the chat room with Jamie commenting about the living room picture, which was hilarious.
Oh, yes.
The first thing to go is Stefano's portrait. And they said, well, that's the first thing to go. Well, they took that down, and I guess, was it EJ? EJ came in, and he was shocked to see Kate there. He couldn't figure out why Kate was even there. So she basically informed him that he was kicked
was
to
Sam.
The curb.
Mm-hmm.
And she's standing there, and he looks over at the portrait. It was just like, what was his reaction? Like, what in the hell? I mean, like,
or we had that what the fuck moment. James Scott's another one with his expressions. He could just look and you just know what he's, just the look on his face, like, what is that? He said something. I can't remember exactly what he said, but to that effect,
So that was hilarious. And of course, somebody had accidentally, revealed that picture in a tweet one time, and so, of course, it sent people
I didn't know that.
Scrambling,
That's the first I saw it when it was on TV, so that was kind of a surprise.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was great. I love it. It was a lot of fun. And so now there's a portrait of Sammy and Kate on the wall. And also, there is something you can go – I know you can go to the Lauren Coslow fan club page, and they have a video there of it, and I'm sure other places as well. I think Lauren may have tweeted it too. But they have a little video of Allie and Lauren doing the photo shoot for the portrait. And, oh, my gosh, it's hysterical. And Lauren Coslow's husband is even on there because he's the makeup director for the show and for Days of Our Lives, and he was actually doing the makeup for the photo shoot. So it was cool to get a glimpse of him. But it's really fun. They look like they were having a blast. And as I've seen many people say on Twitter and other places, you can just tell those two love working together. You know, Allie and Lauren have just really loved working together. And I mean, they always have, but it's been a real treat for them this past year with the stories of the whole, Gabby, Cammy, and Kate covering up Nick's fake murder and all that. And then, now they're back at it again with this revenge plot and everything. So, you can tell they really they really trust each other as actors, you can tell. And they just they just go for it. And it's so fun for the fans to watch. I mean, it's been a long time since I've had this much fun watching Days. And I think that's one of the things, don't you think the humor has added a lot lately? I mean, we've always had some level of humor on the show, but everything from Eugene and Calliope to virtually nothing, it kind of depends on the writers and everything and the characters that are on at the time. But this comes from such a the comedy now comes from such a genuine place. I mean, now meaning like the most recent stories and stuff. come from such a genuine place, because Kate and Sammy have such rich histories, you know. They have such rich histories with each other and such common experiences with each other that the humor just comes from, I think, such an honest place, you know, that the audience, the long time, both people who are just tuning in and don't know much about the characters and the long term, it really satisfies them and the long-term fans. So I've just been eating it up. I've been loving it. I've even rewatched episodes that I haven't done that in a long time.
I knew
time.
You would like enjoy that, you know, on the Cammy scene.
Yeah.
Kate's getting a lot of airtime.
And it's great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Kate's got the other thing going on, too, which is nice because, I mean, you know, us Kate
she's
fans
in,
have
she's
had
in a couple different storylines.
You know, Kate fans
Clyde
have had
one.
Some droughts. We've had some Kate droughts over the years, and it's been really hard for us sometimes when we get to see her once every other week occasionally and stuff. But she's in this last year has been awesome for us as Kate fans. But she Kate's also, you know, multitasking. She's not just single, you know, she's not just taking over Demira Enterprises with Sammy. She's and avenging, you know, the wrongs of Rafe with Stefano. She is also involved with, you know, secretly bringing the apparently abusive stepfather of Tammy Sue, a.k.a. Jordan, and Ollie, a.k.a. Ben, bringing him back to town, but nobody knows she's connected to it. But, but yeah, so we've got this sort of charming, interesting, somewhat complex, it would appear, character that's come to town in the form of James Reed, the actor James Reed. And he's wonderful. I love him already. And I love watching him get under Tammy Sue's skin because I can't stand Jordan. So it's fun. I kind of like Ben, but I don't really like Jordan. So it's kind of fun for
but
me to watch.
But isn't Clyde kind of like the bad guy, though?
Like yeah, but I like him. I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him. Anyway, I mean, not you know, I just think it's fun to watch Jordan squirm because I really, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, everybody knows how I feel about it. But yeah, so he's in town, and boy, he and Kate had some good scenes where you can tell it's like he is very, he comes across very gentlemanly, but their dialogue was pretty rich the other day. He was basically like, you know, you'll either help, you know, he says it in a very non-threatening way, but it's like basically you'll either continue to help me with this whole thing or, you know, Tammy Sue and everybody else is going to find out that you were the lovely person who reunited us, you know. So those were fun scenes, too, because it's kind of interesting to see Kate squirm. And, of course, he brought up Rafe. He's done his research on her, and he knew that Rafe had been with her before Jordan. And so he's, you know, trying to.
Do you think he knows, does he know that they slept together at while Rafe was still
with her? I don't know.
You know, because Rafe wants to tell Jordan that, and I'm keep waiting for Clyde to tell Jordan.
The Kate's plan is for Sammy to spill the beans accidentally. Remember?
Right,
that's kind of what Kate's plan is. Now, if Clyde surprises her and does it instead, that could be interesting. But I don't know
how he would find out.
We know something's going to happen. We know based on the fact that Rafe is like trying to be so quote-unquote honest, and he goes to her this week and says, you know, I'm going to have to tell Tammy Sue about this, you know, and all. And he's like, that's when he finds out how much Kate really cares about him because of why she's doing all this, is, you know, trying to overturn Stefano and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of funny because we know that Rafe's not going to get to tell her, and then she's going to find out either from probably Clyde or Sammy. I mean, the plan right now is Kate thinks she's in control of it, and she's going to have Sammy spill the beans inadvertently or something, but who knows? Maybe Clyde will have other plans too. You never know.
Yeah, just something that makes me think that. I don't know.
Could be. Anyway, so that's what's going on there. And then you want to talk about the jammy stuff, like last week in the gel cells and all, and then like the gel cell, and then like, and then like.
Did we talk about that in the jail cell? Oh, God, I got to go back to the. They were in the jail cell. Well, more or less. I'm trying to remember. I know she was giving him, you know, giving him hell, and he's crying. You know, and he's, like, trying to win her back, and she's just, you know, not going to go there and just, you know, pouring her heart out to him and stuff. But I can't really – we hadn't talked about that. All I can remember is what happened this week.
I know. I'm just trying to think.
Go ahead and do what happened in the jail cell. I don't know exactly what you said.
I mean, well, just basically that, you know, Sammy's like, yeah, sure, nobody found out about it, you know, kind of thing. That's, you know, or whatever. And I mean, she's just been, like, needling EJ while he was in the bars, and he got out.
And she revealed that she knew everything.
Yeah.
And when she knew everything.
We were
going to
talk about this week when he started to wear her down.
Oh, well, yeah, he came, there's the scenes where he came in talking to her. Well, I think what all started at first, you know, wearing her down, and she said, like, no way or whatever. But then she started talking to her grandma, and then she started talking to Allie. And, like, she had a scene with her grandma saying, more or less, you love him. That's why it hurts so much. You know, that's why she's so angry and why she hurts so much, because you really, truly do love him. And that's why it's, you know, and – you know, so hard for her to, and why she's so angry, because Carolyn said you wouldn't be so angry if you didn't love him so much. So I think that started, and then Allie showed her how much she really likes, you know, EJ helped her make that little, I think it was a little dove or a little paper thing when she was going through that, when she saw Nick get shot, and how EJ helped her with all that. So I guess Sammy was starting to get these feelings back again and thinking, oh, you know, maybe, you know, it's not that bad or whatever, not, you know, I can get him, take him back. So she's having second thoughts, and he came in, and they started talking, and she was saying about all that the things that they've done to each other with Sydney and everything, and he's telling her, oh, he said, just give me one more chance, and I'll never have to ask for another one. Just one more chance. I swear I'll never ask for another one. Just let me earn my trust back. So she, you know, and he's ready to touch her, and she's just like, oh. And then little Johnny comes running in saying, Daddy, we have to get cupcakes for my camp. And he says, well, we'll go to the store and buy one, Johnny. I'm busy talking to your mother now. Well, no, he says, I have to have Abigail help me bake cupcakes. Remember when we baked cupcakes, how much fun it was? And Abigail, and we laughed, and we had so much fun. So that just killed. I mean, Johnny just messed everything up, you know. Just rolled the scene. And, yes, he just, bad timing, Johnny, is all I can say. Bad timing. So,
awful timing.
And just the look on Sammy's face.
Every Jammy's little heart just went cold when he
I know.
When he started saying that.
They probably were saying that, damn Johnny. Get out. Smack him, EJ. Get out. Probably EJ wanted to do, get out of here. But, so you could just see the look on Sammy's face, like, oh, she's getting that hateful look again. You know, that just the whole demeanor changed. So he got, so Johnny left, and then he's talking to Sammy, and she's like saying, no, something about, he says, now I thought you were almost going to, and she says, what, make the biggest mistake of my life? And, because he's pleading with her again, and she more or less says no, she was just going to make his, more or less, his life a living hell along with Abigail. Oh, what should she say? Your cupcake baking little whore is what she called.
Oh, yeah,
Abigail.
That was great.
Yeah.
Well, last week it was Susie Cream Cheese. Wasn't it that when she was in the jail cell, talking to him at the jail cell? Was he said something like about Susie Cream Cheese?
Yeah.
She had some great lines.
She's had some great lines, and I know the ones back in the, you know, at the time you're thinking, oh, so what I need to do is sit down and take notes. You know, we need to take notes and go back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what she said, to know exactly like what she said. But I guess, you know, she's just so, you know, EJ, then Will comes to the mansion because he found out from Ben that Abby, Sammy told him what Abigail did. And for some, he's really defending, is really upset about how his mother's been acting. So he comes in, and of course EJ tells Sammy, "We're not through yet. This discussion isn't over yet." So, you know, EJ's still not, you know, I don't think EJ's going to give up. Yeah, you know, he's going to try to come back. So, did you like the scenes with Will? Will and Sammy, those were some really good scenes. I liked how Will called Sammy out on her shit. The thing is with Sammy, why is Sammy so judgmental all of a sudden? Why are they making Sammy so holier than thou? Well, she's not.
Yeah.
I mean, all her husband,
well, because
her husband
for her,
on,
she fi-
on her.
From her perspective, she finally truly gave her heart to him. After all those years of doubting and being wishy-washy and back and forth and loving him but not, you know, not trusting him but not loving him, you know, back and forth, you know, it's like finally, I guess she's looking at it, finally she truly let go and she truly trusted. And then look what happened. That's from her perspective.
But I know, and then, like, even Will was trying to get her to see, well, you know, Abby wouldn't have been in this situation.
Yeah.
And, well, it happened more than once. I said, but really, the first time it wouldn't have happened, and truly, he did go to the cabin the very first time to dissuade Abby to protect Sammy. But then again, it had happened more than once, so then you can't say that. So then it was like, you know, it kind of was EJ's fault that way, but still. Like Will said, you're being a hypocrite because you're upset at Abby for doing the same thing you did, only that makes you, she kept calling Abby a slut. And he said, stop calling her that. So what happened when I walk in here and I saw you and Rafe, I mean, you and EJ on the couch while you were married to Rafe? So what's that make you, a bigger slut? And then she slapped him. I can see why she slapped him. Yeah, you shouldn't, you know, my son called me a slut.
His mother, but at the same time.
Yeah, but at the same time.
Did
she really earn it? Really, does she really, should she really even have his respect, all the stuff that she's done, you know, really? And, which is true.
Yeah.
She, you know.
Keep in mind, her finally truly loving and trusting EJ is not equivalent to, in her mind, to Rafe totally trusting her, you know, and she screwed around on him, you know. It's just a different, you know. So
Different, and Will says, how's it different? Because you were the cheater, and now you were the one cheating. When you're the cheater, it's not so bad, but when you're cheated
you
know. Now you know how Ray felt, you know, so it was good. Will more or less gave her an ultimatum, like, you know, leave Abigail alone.
Yeah, and
what's
he going to do? I mean, what's he going to do,
I don't know,
do,
cut
I
her.
Mean,
I don't know. I think, he brought out a good
cut
point,
her grandma
too, and so did Carol. Yeah, and so did Caroline. You're really only hurting yourself. She's really only hurting herself with all, anytime revenge is. It is.
Speaking of Caroline, you know, that's so true. So speaking of Caroline, you mentioned earlier what great scenes those were when she came over to the mansion.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I kept thinking, when is Caroline going to say something like, look, I was the cheater once, you know,
I've
been on the other, and I'm glad she did, but it took a while into the scene, but I'm glad she did,
and she's trying to point out another perspective. Yeah, she was trying to point out to Sammy, your grandpa Sean forgave me because he did find out. I mean, he knew.
Yeah,
he knew early on, because, and then he knew about Bo, too, and he accepted, you know what I mean? He accepted Bo, and so he forgave. More or less, she's saying, why can't you forgive? You know, and I love how she sticks up for EJ because she really knows that they two love each other. And
the thing is, it is always before she would stick up for Rafe, and she didn't like EJ, so it was cool that she – you know, she could see that she's like, Sammy, you wouldn't be this hurt. You wouldn't be this angry if there weren't feelings there, if you didn't love him.
If you didn't really truly, that EJ is the one that you really truly love.
That's what she said.
You wouldn't
and then so
be
there's
so
all that,
angry
like you said, it was all that, and then she and EJ have this great scene, and then Johnny comes in and pops the balloon and sucks the air out of the room.
I'm there.
And that whole wedding, you mentioned Allie, when Allie came home while EJ and Johnny were getting yogurt, they had invited Allie, and Well, you could see that look on Sammy's face for a second, like, what is EJ doing with Johnny? You know, like, where is she? Is he kidnapping him? You know, she had that split second of a thought when Allie said, "Oh yeah, EJ has Johnny." But then when Allie said, "Yeah, they invited me to go for yogurt too, but I just decided I really wanted to finish this project," and then it was so cute. She had put together
a whole
photo album from
yes.
the wedding and all. Of course, that was
so
nothing. Like,
that was softening Sammy up.
All these things mm-hmm. were softening Sammy up, and there's this
and
crescendo
her
to her almost mm-hmm. breaking down with EJ and deciding, okay, you know, I forgive you or whatever, or getting to that point of at least the process of forgiveness. And then EJ comes in, Johnny comes in and bursts the bubble with the whole cupcake talk, and made worse by the fact that he was like, yeah, and remember, Daddy, how we were laughing with Abigail and all? And, of
yeah.
course, that just brought
she
up the shame and
cupcake.
Embarrassment again. The shame and embarrassment of you know, them laughing behind your back kind of thing.
Right,
you know,
right.
that just brought up that whole thing again. So, and then, of course, Kate's putting the knife in him at the pub.
Yeah, when Johnny has the cupcakes. Yeah.
Yeah, when they have the cupcakes, they're talking about it, and Johnny's like showing her, and yeah, I don't know if they're going to be as good as Abigail's because she's the best. And she looks at EJ and says, yeah, she's a girl of many talents or something like that.
Yeah, Abigail's cupcakes are better. Or something, you know, when she says about Abigail's cupcakes. Yeah,
yeah.
Those are, yeah, EJ, Abigail's cupcakes are really good. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah, so it was pretty funny. But, so, yeah, so lots of good innuendo and lots of good, kind of
mm-hmm.
comedy within the drama, comedy, threads of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Of course, there was a lot of Jen with the lawsuit, you know, basically Eve is suing. For the rights to some or all of the proceeds from Jack's book, that the proceeds are supposed to be going to the vets, and instead they're going to be going to.
They're still on their junior, you know, their high school rivalry.
Yeah, exactly, which is so silly. And then. Yeah, so basically Jen and Eve are now enemies and fighting again and whatever. And Paige is the voice of reason. She's the more responsible one of the mother and daughter.
Or she's the grown
and then,
up, yeah.
Yeah.
And Eve and JJ, you know.
Yeah. And I like Daniel and Eve. I like Daniel and JJ's relationship, I decided.
You know,
it's nice that they, you know, I like Daniel much more in the fatherly
role
than in the skeevy doctor role.
Although I do kind of like him with Nicole.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I never did like him
with
Jen, but the chemistry is there with Nicole, most definitely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like
and,
that.
And, you know, there was talk, did anyone see on Twitter or somewhere they were talking about, somebody was talking about how it looks like perhaps Nicole's chest area has expanded greatly lately. something to check out.
We're talking
into that.
her chest is expanded. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
apparently Nicole has sprouted some new whatever. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
Tune in for that, I guess. They were fun. Daniel and Nicole, the second time around, were fun. The first time I thought they were skeevy. The second time I liked them. So the whole, frankly, I'm not at all into the whole Eve and Jennifer.
Well, you know,
thing.
And Eve's trying to go after Daniel, you know.
Left,
there's an article like, keep Eve away from Daniel and Jennifer. That's just another, you know, they're trying to do it again. Now they're using Eve
like,
to get between them. Like,
I
come
know.
On, how many times
like,
have you been between them?
Yes.
Like, JJ,
yes.
So many people have been there, like, you know, to break them apart.
Yeah.
It's like, just let them apart. Like, maybe get Eric with Jennifer. there's a possibility. I don't know, because I don't like Jennifer with Eric, but I don't know. Of course, then Kristen's coming back, and that. Did you see where the spoiler? She's supposed to kidnap Daniel. I guess that's
going
to be the
what's
thing.
What's up with that? Huh?
I don't know. So why did she kidnap Dan? Because she blames Daniel, because he was the one that was going after the information that got her. I don't know. I don't know where all that's going.
Maybe
so.
She can take him with her. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then Brady's
and then there's
had
Therese
an epiphany.
And Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brady's
because,
had an epiphany now that
dad's
John,
in a coma.
He thinks he clubbed John over the head, his dad, and really Therese did it, but he thinks he did it because mm-hmm. she's telling him that.
Yeah.
And
Victor has her pegged, though. Victor has
her
pegged.
Oh, yeah. Victor
murdered
her.
He says, don't even mess with me, you little bitch.
Oh, those look like fun scenes. I'm dying to ask him about that. I bet that was fun to film.
Yeah.
Then, let's see. So, basically, Eve is going around and around with Jennifer now, and Paige and JJ feel like they're in the middle of all of it, which they kind of are.
Oh, and JJ's like, tried to, get in her pants, and she told him no. He jumps off of her.
Was that on Friday? Because I missed part of
Friday.
Yeah,
that was on Friday.
Okay.
He ripped off his shirt.
I knew Eve had given her the talk about, I just don't want you to feel pressure to do something just because he wants you to or whatever. You think you're going to lose him or whatever.
If you think you just need to do that because you think you're going to lose him or whatever. So.
Yeah. So it's like do what you say, not what you do kind of thing because her mom's such a hoe. But anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
she more or less called her mom that without saying it.
And please, somebody, please. I know, I don't even think Cassie likes the stupid music, but oh my gosh, that music.
Even
every time
she talks to her daughter.
I mean,
yeah.
Every time Eve is on, they play that stupid, lame music. It's so bad.
Even when she's talking
to
her daughter, she's got moaning in the background. Like, why?
It's like we know. You don't need to use that music to tell us that she's a plotter, that she's a bad girl. We know. We already know that.
We're not stupid.
We don't need special Eve porno music to trigger...
I noticed when she's talking to Paige.
In our brain to make those connections. We've already figured it out, Eve, in real life. And then I love how Eve thinks she's the better sister. Like, oh, Teresa's such a mess. Oh, I'll be like, really? You guys are both messes. But anyway.
Yeah, they're both. Yeah, but I still really think
Is
he is
Shane Donovan, sister. How did Shane Donovan happen to turn out two kids that are so messed up? Anyway.
So, yeah. Well, how about his son? Maybe his son turned out all right. We haven't seen his son.
Yeah, we need to see his son.
Andrew or whatever.
Let's see if he has a British accent.
I can see Kimberly. Kimberly was messed up.
Oh, we got to talk about Hayden. Hope and Aiden. They are
Aiden.
So adorable. I just love
Hayden.
Them. Hope and Aiden. They, last week when they had the gala. Yeah, they had some intimate moments while they were dancing, and the kids took pictures of them and videos of them, which is cute. And it
Hope
kind
was
of
feeling
freaked
guilty.
Both of them out
because
they both are feeling it, and yet now they're both kind of freaking out and sort of pushing each other away a little bit. And then Hope decides this week, they have some really nice conversations and kind of touched on it a little bit, but they're both feeling, I think, freaked out a little bit. And so isn't that the sense you get, that they're both kind of freaked out because all of a sudden they're like, whoa.
I'm still wondering what's going on with Aiden and his first wife. Like,
We learned this week that they have a lot of money. We learned that either his wife had a lot of money or they had a lot of money together or something. So we do find out that they have money.
Well, he's a lawyer. Right there.
He doesn't even have to work kind of thing is what they were saying.
Oh.
Chase was saying, well, Dad, you don't even have to work. Then they were talking about their summer home in Washington or wherever, Seattle or wherever it was, Puget Sound or somewhere. It seems like they said something about that. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's just kind of kind of interesting there. But,
yeah, there's a backstory there.
Like,
and I think
since he doesn't like to drink, you know, and he's not really like wanting to, you know, he gets upset if somebody's going to, obviously you should get upset if somebody's going to drink and drive. But he's very
either she was killed by a drunk driver
it.
Or he was
so
drunk
I think
and
maybe
was in the accident.
He was driving.
Awesome.
Maybe he was driving and she was killed or something. That's what I'm thinking. But I could be wrong because he doesn't want to go to that summer house. He said he doesn't
right.
miss it or he doesn't want to go there. So there's
he doesn't like to
there,
talk about her.
I think Daniel Cosgrove is adorable. I just am like, oh, man, I could. Mm. He's just really sweet. Mm.
Yeah.
Very nice looking man. And I'm sad that they ruined the whole Nicole and Eric thing because there's, like, no chemistry now. They had a moment. They had, like, some moments.
Oh, yeah, when they were arguing.
Yeah.
Oh, and
anyway,
now the whole thing when he went to the bishop.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, yeah.
They're
now
taking
the
it to the Vatican. Now the Vatican's getting involved. Yeah, right. Like the Pope's really going to be whatever.
And they're going to have to travel
Nicole has
over there
to go.
Together.
They have to travel
which
together
means,
to the Vatican.
Which means
she's
going to make sure he gets in the Mile High Club when they get to
yes.
the Vatican. So anyway,
really.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That
so
whole
I don't
thing.
Know if they're
this
trying
point,
to get them
I don't
together.
Even really, it's just kind of
yeah.
sad the whole thing. But let's see. So another thing with Hayden, so Kate, so Hope is so freaked out that she suddenly decided she's taking Sierra to on a vacation. And what was it? Was it Mount Rushmore they were going
to
go see?
Yeah, she don't want to go to
and then Sierra's like, well, if we're going to go on a vacation, I don't want to go look at some dead people
the
on
rock.
A rock or something
rock.
Like that.
Yeah, I don't want to see look at a bunch of rocks, she said.
In North Dakota or South Dakota or whatever, and she corrected her on which Dakota it was. And then it was just funny. And then Sierra's like, let's go to New Orleans, and so because that's got some significance with Beau and Hope, of course,
Beau
and Hope fans.
Yeah.
And so I think Sierra's like, you know, wanting her mom to remember those times, probably.
The only thing I don't like about that, and Dan had brought it up too, it's kind of like they're throwing Beau under the bus, making him this nasty guy, you know, this kind of
yeah.
a man of the family. I wish it
yeah,
would have done it in another, like, just have him killed off or something. Or,
yeah.
You know, because
well,
then they could always
brought
him back.
Even Kayla said, I'm angry with him, and I don't blame you for feeling abandoned
right.
and everything.
Because
he
basically abandoned them. It's been like 2 years, and I'm really upset with my brother.
Yeah.
And kind of like what they did with Jack. You know, they just made him, like, threw him under
with
the
who?
Bus there for a while
oh, yeah,
until they
yeah,
made him,
yeah, exactly.
until they brought him back and said that
uh-huh.
had an explanation of why he was never
uh-huh.
around. Yeah.
So I'm guessing
they always
Bo will probably show up right about the time that Hayden finally get together. So,
could be, yeah.
And then Hope will be conflicted because there was a really good reason why he didn't contact her
right,
or
like,
something like
you know,
that happened.
He was been captured by Stefano in some kind of island or something, you know.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but they were really, I really enjoyed seeing. Let's see. What else? Roman. Oh, they're trying to do a Roman and Marlena redo, I think.
Oh, God, they never worked
then,
before. Why are you trying it again?
And then...
I don't know. Are they going to get... Is Drake going to leave? I wonder if he's going to come out of his coma.
I was
going
to say, you know, I will say the plus
or
side
his
for sex? John being... The plus side to John being in a coma is he's much more animated now than he has been the last few months. So,
yeah.
That's true. No, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there, but... you know, considering the guy's already been paralyzed and miraculously became able to walk again and all
right.
that stuff, John's been through a lot. And it was so funny because I tweeted something last week about how I didn't think that I wasn't too worried about John's brain because I'm pretty sure Stefano has a backup on his, you know, a backup of a
yeah.
tape of his,
backup
heart, of
chip
his brain.
Or something.
Yeah, backup chip. Yeah. And it's funny because then they said something in the dialogue this week, something about, oh, they had some line. Now I can't remember what it was. I was going to try to remember what it was. There was some line, and it kind of like, I don't know, it was kind of like I was writing my own jokes in my head. It was just like, whatever they said, I was thinking, oh, wait, this, don't go there because, you know, I can't remember what it was. Something about, yeah, it was something about his brain or something about his,
I can't remember now.
Oh, well. I don't know if anybody in the chat room remembers. There's something about I think Daniel was saying something about his brain or something, and I can't remember
just
now.
Just swelling
what
in the brain, probably. Or they
kind
of what they're waiting
think
for
about,
to go down.
It kind of made me think about the whole what Stephanie had done before and everything. But I can't remember now what it was. But anyway, let's see. Yeah, Jamie, back to Hayden for a minute. Jamie in the chat room was talking about how Hayden dancing in the broom closet, because that is what it kind of looked like. Let's see. So,
I think what else? Maggie.
All I know, and I want to wake Kenneth up here with. I saw a picture from last year's Emmys. I was looking at something, and there was a picture of Vargas there, and it made me so sad thinking about it. It's been almost a year since he's been off the show. A year, like in August. So I'm like, meh. We do have a couple of let's see if anybody wants to talk here for a minute in just a second. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Kenneth.
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
Hey,
Kenneth.
Good. So I hated to mention Vargas and get you all stirred, but I saw
that's
a picture
right,
the other day from
that's
last
right.
year, and it made me sad to think that he's not on the show.
That's all right, because he talked to me today, honey. I talked to him today.
Oh, he did?
Yes. My little single that I did. I was just I really wasn't really serious about it, but ever since Idol, my cousin has he built his own studio in his apartment. And he's like, when you get through doing a show, come by and. And play around with us. So I did. So my little single is out, and there will be more songs
cool.
like that. But
do you find this? Do you have it on iTunes or something?
It's actually on SoundCloud. I'm the type of person. The first time, I am so in love with everybody. The first two or three songs that I will do, those are going to be totally free. I am not going to charge a single thing. Simply because everyone that has put up with me has already paid their due.
True, Kenneth.
So,
yeah, but
you
mentioned I think you still owe me a few, but that's another story. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm not
cool.
going to charge.
So did you tweet the information? Because I didn't see it.
Yeah, he tweeted that.
Yeah, you know what? And that's part of that. A lot of that is my fault because I cannot remember everybody's Twitter handle. So I have so many followers. I literally have to go through and start pressing the letters of the alphabet to go down line just to remember everybody. I said shit. I said this sucks. it takes forever. I always remember Carrie and Mama Hooch. So I said okay. Maybe these two will do my dirty work for me. I don't know. But we did. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love.
I'll have to go check it out.
It's quite wonderful. And,
cool.
It's very much so different. I really don't do that. That's not my forte. And so... what I do mostly is sing. I'm old school inspiration. I love contemporary. I love my gospel music. I love my R&B. Love my soul. Love my pop music. And that's what I'm known for. But I had to go in and show them that I can hang with them, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh, and but before I move any further, I ask for you guys' prayers. I will be having surgery on the 29th of next month. They're going to go in and clear out a blockage in my nose so that I can breathe. It's on both sides. They call it a turbinate reduction or trim surgery. I've been having some issues breathing because my it's so swollen off in there. And I really bad allergies.
Now this the 29th of this month or next month?
Next month. It'll be next month. Okay. And I have a couple of answers for you. You mentioned something about John. John was, they said he had swelling on the brain or something about clotting blood or something like that, and that they could put him in a medically induced coma, but he was already slipping into one on his own.
Uh-huh.
And there was another question. Oh. Kristen is kidnapping Daniel to get closer to Brady. In one of the interviews that I saw, she said, "You know, you're gonna bring Brady to me," and he said, "I'm not gonna do your bidding for you." So her henchman punches him in the stomach. She slaps him, and that's about all the part of that.
She punches him in the stomach.
She slaps Daniel in the face, but before she does that, her bodyguard or whatever you want to call it, I call him a henchman, punches him in the stomach, and he's tied down. Daniel's tied down. And Kristen is even nastier than she was when she left.
Why doesn't she just kidnap Brady then? I cut to the chase.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good question. I could speculate on that.
If you have Henson, what the heck?
and that's gonna be interesting, you know, we talked a while ago about this weaving in and out of the stories. This is going to be really interesting with Kristen and then you have Teresa to deal with, which is probably nothing for Kristen. But then you have Eve, and then this week Eve knows that. That Teresa's up to something, so she's blackmailing her. And we'll see that this week as well. So that's interesting. Everybody has something to do. I will tell you, Days of Our Lives these past couple of weeks they have been going hard. These things go hard.
Oh my gosh! It's been Emmys every day kind of thing.
This is like daytime soap opera porn or something. I'm just like, oh my god, I'm so hooked.
That's a great point. It really has been good. I mean, even the stories I'm not even that interested in. I'm still kind of like the way they've integrated them and everything. I'm still like interested, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting.
We didn't even really talk about how Sammy put the screws to Abigail. Oh my god, that was amazing.
Oh my god.
It
gets even better than that because she brings Kayla in to do her bidding for her. Now that's gonna be interesting too, because I don't really know how. Oh, you know what? I really do. It's kind of ironic because Kayla was raped by Jack. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how she uses Kayla in this whole thing. And then you have Will said, "Mom, I warned you. you were warned. And then Savvy looks at him with a very nonchalant look on her face, like, I've been warned.
Yeah, that was kind of odd. That was the way she said it. You know, she didn't even care that her son.
She did.
She
really didn't. Because, you know, and I understand what the big deal is, because no one likes EJ to begin with. So now there's a problem with those.
Yeah, they're all sticking up for EJ now. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, Abigail knew what she was doing was wrong, but you know, it's like Sammy made a good point. I have paid for my dues. Everything I've done, I've gotten paid for it. You know, she's been left at the altar several times. I'll just go down a list of all the stuff that she's done. But you know, they just, you know, they try to make it look like
she said she's paid and paid and paid, and now Abigail shouldn't have to get away with it. Shouldn't be allowed to get away with it.
Well, yeah, and that's I definitely agree with that. I really do, especially when she got up from the dinner table to go back for seconds.
I don't blame her.
You know, whatever Abby gets, you know, she gets, and whatever EJ gets, she gets. Because the point of the matter is, if it was Sammy, it would be probably 10 times as worse, because she has screwed up a lot more than Abby has. And I just love that. I'm like, where the hell? I was saying, where does bitch come from? I said, yes, honey. She's giving us fashion for days with all these remarks. I mean, I have never saw Sammy in this light, and I am loving it. She is not. She is no longer a victim. She is just as bad and just as nasty as ever, and I love it. I'm actually happy that she is the way that she is. Love Kate. I love them two together. And oh my God, that painting is absolutely gorgeous. I wish I could. I want that painting. I want it so badly. I would drive to Burbank, California, all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas. It may take me 2 months to get there, but I'll get there to get that picture off the damn wall. And to another one. That is gorgeous. Oh my God, I just love that. It's everything has been rock and rolling. And it's like they have not left one thing unturned. Aiden and Hope, oh my God. Bogo,
uh-huh.
Oh my God,
uh-huh.
Are you serious? Oh my God, yes. And they had shared that dance, and then she turned around and she takes her hand across his face to remove the hair from his face. I said, oh my God, yes, honey, yes. I said, honey, tell Bo to stay where he is, honey. Don't bring that bitch back nowhere, honey. Keep hope alive. Yes. Yes, they keep a hope alive with Aiden, honey. I just love that. Let's see. I love JJ and Paige. I really do, really, really do. It's going to be interesting, I will say, because I'm interested to see how this whole thing plays out with Eve and Jennifer. And now that Chris is back in town, I mean, honey, we got five bad bitches. Fuck with any one of them if you want to and watch what happens. Honey, I love, oh, my God. How many villains do we have? And, you know, I like the fact, you know, this is Lorraine Broderick's doing. I absolutely know this for a fact. Because since when have you had the show been driven by female dominating characters? I mean, they all heavy hitters. Look, you got Eve, you got Kate, you got Sammy, you got Krista, and, you know, oh my God. I mean, they put. You know what? There's nothing EJ and there's nothing that Stefano could do in my eyes right now that could top what is being done these women are rocking and rolling, DC. I'm just sitting back in awe because I'm so caught up in, I mean, it's magic to me. So I am mesmerized by what they are doing with these words, with these scripts. I mean, talk about girl power. I love that because in the past, and you know, Dave's not the only one that is responsible, you know, for doing stuff like this. But when I say this, I mean it comes from a good place. But at the same time, I'm glad the times are changing. It speaks more to what's really going on in the world now, because you have women that run corporate America. You have women that are CEOs. You have that type of stuff going on. And mm-hmm. I love that. And I love that they are taking this head on like this and say, you know,
oh,
what?
Yeah.
We get.
And the writing was great. The writing was great for the takeover, too. It was awesome.
We bosses. You're not going to come in here and try to tell us what we're going to do. And then what makes it so great is that I remember the exact words back in the boardroom when the guy tried when one of the stockholders tried to question Sammy's ability and capability. And it's so funny because Sammy says, well, according to my records, your division is the least money generating division. So, and then he said nothing else. He curled his tail in between his legs and sat on down and didn't say nothing else, and went ahead and voted on in and got done with it. I love that. So Lorraine,
yeah.
Brody,
uh-huh.
Thank you. And I love you for
oh,
that.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe so. I did want to announce officially, sorry to interrupt, I just wanted to make sure. I have gotten confirmation on the interview we're doing Wednesday night.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we are interviewing Jen Lilly and Patsy Peace on Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central. And I'm not sure what that – I think that makes it 7 o'clock Pacific. But anyway, so, yeah, we're going to have a joint interview with Jen Lilly and Patsy Peace on Wednesday night, so this Wednesday night. So tune in. Rose will be hosting. I may be traveling, but I'm going to hopefully be able to call in and – I think, Marianne, you're going to be there, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah. And
oh,
then,
oh, my God. Will we be taking calls?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You know, I got to, you know, hey, it can't be just y'all divas in the room, but I got to step in there, say something.
Put that on your calendar, Kenneth.
Oh, I sure will, honey. You know, I will be there, honey.
Let's see, that makes it the 30th, right? Is that right? Yeah, is it Wednesday the 30th?
Yep. 30th, yeah. Wednesday the 30th.
So spread the word, 10 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday night. Jen Lilly and Patsy Peace. That should be fun.
Wow.
So anyway, sorry to interrupt, Kenneth, but I just wanted to make sure to get that in because it was late-breaking news. I just had to make sure we put
you can interrupt me anytime you want to, honey. You know, B, you go way back. You know, we come from humble beginnings. Because we had the same man, honey. That's all right, though. I talked to him today, as a matter of fact. I talked to him today. I sure did.
Good.
I sure talked to him today. Yeah, he called to check up on me.
Oh, he's such a good guy.
Yes,
well, I'll have to go check it out. I hadn't seen it on there, so I'll have to check it out. Well, and I think Marianne and I are both about to we're both running a little ragged. So, Marianne, we might be ready to wrap it up here.
Yeah.
Are you about What's that, Marianne? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I know. I yawned. I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah.
I think she has
a killer hangover. It's okay. It's okay, honey. I'm a little tipsy and drunk tonight anyway. So.
No, we're getting us hoochies are getting old, I guess.
Old. You're so young yet, Kenneth. No, we're getting old.
Yeah.
Take these late nights.
Well, that's especially on the East Coast. Those East Coasters, man, it's what 11 something.
It's after 11.
I know there's this rumor out there that hoochies just start getting started at 11 p.m., but no,
yeah.
truth of the matter is most of us are winding it up about then.
But I have one quick question.
Uh-huh, sure.
Is Melanie coming back or not?
Yeah, she
I
is.
Think so.
I think
okay,
so.
Okay, there was a huge problem. J747 got banned from Soap. She knows about folks.com, the person that runs the, I guess, the mediator or whatever you want to call her, Chrissy, whatever the woman name is. He got a lifetime ban because
what?
He got a Jason 47. Got a lifetime ban from the message board because he caught them in a lie and basically called them on it and said that the moderator said that she had personally talked to Melanie or whatever I can't think of her name is right now and said that she wasn't coming back and all this other stuff and when there was news prior to saying that she had already started filming and stuff like that. Oh, it was a huge mess. So he has gotten a life. So they have banned him.
That's crazy. Wait. So Jason was saying that she's not coming back, and Soaps.com was saying she was.
Well, I think it's the other way around.
Oh,
I think it's
okay.
The other way around. I say he said that she was coming back, and then they said that she wasn't. But never say the less. But they banned him, gave him a lifetime ban.
That's
so he can't post. I said, are you real? I said, if you lying, just tell the truth. I mean,
yeah.
why should he tell the truth?
Well,
I mean, why should he tell a lie? Well, the truth to do.
Well, I mean, I guess I should say we don't know 100% if it's true. I mean, you know, I just had heard that she was, but maybe for a short stint or something. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
That's fine. I mean, maybe they want, you know, maybe if she is, maybe they don't want it to be announced. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, so I guess we'll have to tune in to see what happens there. But anyway, so, I was going to ask one more question. Who do you think is going to spill the beans to Jordan about Rafe and Kate? Do you think it's going to be like Kate plans it to be, Sammy, or do you think Clyde is? Is it Clyde? Yeah. Do you think Clyde knows? Because Marianne and I were talking before the show. Marianne thinks Clyde's going to be the one to do it. And I know she's counting on Sammy doing it on purpose. But I'm wondering, you know, but Mary Allison, wonder if Clyde's going to do it.
Well, the spoiler I saw says Sammy tells Jordan something that surprises her or kind of shocks her with some information or something.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say Sammy, you know, regardless of what might happen. So, we'll have to see. I love Clyde, by the way. Oh, my God.
Oh, isn't he good? He is.
Yes.
I love him already. I'm totally on board. I'd like to see Kate and Clyde mix it up.
I don't know. I really don't know. He kind of reminds me a lot of Billy's little father. you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, that's true. I don't know, but I kind of hope that, well, let's put it this way. The interview I saw with James Reed makes it sound like he is absolutely loving his experience on Days and that he hopes it's a long-term stint. So I'm thinking a talented actor like that that has a lot of complexity and everything probably sees that he probably knows enough about the character to know that there are layers. So I'm kind of having faith in him and the writers that, you know, maybe he's the new baddie in town. I don't know, but I like him. I really do. And I think he keeps making me wonder what's next, you know. He's got that, like that exchange with Kate, that it's like he was very gentlemanly about it, but he basically put the squeeze on her, you know. He basically was like, you know, oh, I really think Jordan would be thrilled to hear that you were the one that made this possible. And she's like, well, no, I really, that's okay. I don't need to have any credit. You know, like, and he knew she didn't want it to be revealed, you know. So he's smarter than he cut. I think he's sly and he's smarter than he comes across with. And apparently at the end of this week he did something, there was somebody that owed them some money, and he was basically saying to the guy on the phone, well, you know what to do then, since he hasn't paid us back or whatever. So he's into something, he's dirty stuff somehow, so.
Well, I'll say this and I'll be done. Remember what happened to Vargas. We loved him. We wanted him to stay. So it's probably in our best interest to not like Mr. Reed.
You do the opposite.
So that he can stay around.
True. Yeah, because Jordan's still there and most of us hate her. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Very true. Good point, Kenneth. Very good point.
Rafe's
Tammy Sue.
There.
I like to call her Tammy Sue. Huh?
And Rafe's still there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like Rafe when
he's
with
not
Kate.
My favorite.
I know he's not your favorite.
No, he's not my favorite.
Honey, he ain't got to say nothing. Just take his shirt off, honey. That'll fix anything.
If he take his shirt off and be quiet, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Oof, I like him with Kate, but, you know, but I like this. I'm intrigued. Look at it this way. I'm pleasantly intrigued by Clyde, and I'm looking forward to seeing more. And so if you want to support that potential story, if you will, follow Collide Fans, you know, Kate and Clyde, at Collide Fans, KALYDE Fans on Twitter. And
Collide. Ooh, I love that.
Yep. So
that kind of catchy, Collide, like a wreck.
Yeah,
so that's
looking for. I hope they do collide.
yeah.
Anyway, we'll see. So I just think he's very intriguing. He's obviously a very talented actor. So, So check that out on Twitter. And Kenneth, before we go, what's your Twitter handle? Share it with everybody. I know what it is, but go ahead and.
It is.
Tell
them
where they can find you.
It's KB Soul. That's SOUL 365.
Okay. All right.
At KB Soul 365. I love you guys. You know, I'm always here if you guys need me. I'm always here if you guys need me.
We love you.
And so, you know, I'll go.
Good luck.
Oh,
yeah.
Honey, thank
with
you.
Your music.
Y'all are right. Y'all are on this ship with me, honey. Y'all are on this boat, this trip, this adventure, whatever type of vehicle I choose to use at the present time. Y'all are on it with me because y'all came here with me, and we're gonna go together. And I mean that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Love y'all. Y'all take care.
Love you. Take care.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. And. All righty. There's a couple people that I think are just listening, so I apologize if you wanted to talk and we didn't bring you on. It looks, well, the thing in the system's showing that you were just listening. So anyway, but we probably need to wrap it up because us old hoochies are getting tired. But anyway, thanks to give a shout-out to Jen and Jamie, Kenneth, and Heather in the chat room, and another guest in there. But thank you for keeping us entertained in there and answering our questions and filling us in on things. And I would like seeing your perspective on things. And so, and thanks for calling in, Marianne. And
okay.
We'll see you guys on, hopefully on Wednesday then, all righty?
Okay.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, take care.
Okay.
Good night. And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, and also Rose, give a shout out to Rose. She said to say hi to everybody. And we miss Carrie tonight, not being able to be here. But Rose will be hosting on Wednesday. So look forward to that. And like I said, catch Jen, Lily, and Patsy Peace together on Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Diva of Dual blog. I mean, on the Diva of Dual podcast, obviously. All right. Well, take care, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.